From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, looking to rally world leaders in support of last week's U.S. missile attack in Syria, has promised a new U.S. commitment to facing the world's aggressors who attack their citizens. He joined other G7 foreign ministers in a meeting in Italy, laying a wreath at a Tuscan village where Nazis massacred more than 500 civilians during World War II. He alluded to the American retaliatory airstrikes in Syria after Damascus launched a chemical weapons attack that killed dozens of people and sickened hundreds more.
We remember the events of August 12, 1944 that occurred in Fasana, and we rededicate ourselves to holding to account any and all who commit crimes against the innocents anywhere in the world. This place will serve as an inspiration to us all.
The top U.S. diplomat meeting for the first time with other leaders from the world's major advanced economies is looking for support for the U.S. military action before heading to Russia for talks Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about Moscow's continuing support for the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. By sending a U.S. Navy strike force into waters near North Korea, President Donald Trump is raising concerns that he's prepared to put America's interests ahead of those of regional allies. The threat of force against North Korea has gained new credibility following U.S. airstrikes against Syria for using chemical weapons on its own people. And again, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the military strike against Syria was a warning to other countries, including North Korea, that a response is likely if they pose a danger. The U.S. Pacific Command said it ordered the USS Carl Vinson Group, a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, and accompanying ships, including guided missiles destroyers, to the South Korean peninsula. This is VOA.